This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, we'll talk about the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup playoffs. And speaking of hockey, Mike Smith knows a bit about the game. He's played, he's coached, he's been the general manager of NHL clubs in Winnipeg, Toronto, and most recently the Chicago Blackhawks in 2003. He's also written about the sport for HockeyNews.com. Mike Smith now has a company that analyzes hockey statistics and advises clubs, but they don't use the statistics you might think. He joins us from our studios in New York. Mike, thanks very much for being with us.
Scott, glad to be here.
First off, you got any clients in the playoffs this year?
We had five clients this year, all five clients made the playoffs.
So, that noted, do fans look at the wrong statistics?
No, I don't think so. They look at the statistics that are available. And what we've done, we've created what we call analytics. For example, Scott, if you're on the ice, you have a shot on net. Well, normally you'd be measured for a shot on net. What we do, we measure each player who's on the ice. And so you take that one shot, and you have 12 players, you have goalies, but the 10 skaters. And then you can begin to break it down into who the opponents are, conference, division, non-conference. And pretty soon you build that matrix, and that one little stat that Scott Simon had a blistering shot on the goal becomes hundreds of stats.
Did you say that this kid Simon had a blistering shot?
Well, I heard that when I was in Chicago on the north side, that you had a blistering shot.
Well, let's put it this way. Is a goal scored when it's when a team is three goals behind worth as much as a goal scored when they're 1 point ahead?
No. Among the different things we do is break the game into low pressure, normal pressure, and high pressure. Mm-hmm. And we can track how players perform, plus minus, shots, turnovers, points, et cetera, et cetera. And it's very interesting to see which players. You would expect the best players in the league to raise their level of play and high pressure. Many do, but also many do not.
Are general managers always grateful for the information?
No, most general managers don't want it.
Now, why is that?
I think there are lots of reasons, but just generally, hockey is a very conservative sport. People are tied in tradition. Not a lot of people want to be on the cutting edge.
Mm, so to speak. What about owners, though? I mean, it might be good news for them that, or is it good news that they're spending too much money on all the wrong things?
My partner, Richard Coleman, he thinks that's part of the reason some GMs don't do it. They don't want their owners to know what's out there. Conversely, we have a coaching product.
Yeah.
We've never had a coach and his team that used the coaching product not make the playoffs.
My gosh. Now, what kind of information is this?
It basically gives you a roadmap how your team's playing, the other team's playing. You can be well prepared for matchups. You know who the other team plays against your best players. You know how they're performing. For example, your opponent may be very successful shutting down the other team's top lines.
Yeah.
So the coach would do his best to either break up his top line or get his top line out against the weaker line.
Mike, is it a conflict of interest for you to tell us who you like in the Stanley Cup Finals?
You know, Detroit's been the dominant team for the last half dozen years. They play what I call a Euro-North American hybrid. They have 10, 11, 12 Europeans and 10 or 11 North Americans. And they play a lot of lateral. They go up and down the ice, going cross the ice. They maintain possession of the puck. The last three games are going to be very interesting because it's a clash of two very good teams, two different styles of play.
So, in other words, all you'll tell us is it's going to be very interesting.
Well, normally in interviews, people then say, Mike, answer the question. I kind of like the Detroit style.
All right. Well, you did answer the question. All right. Good. Mike Smith, former NHL player, coach, and general manager, now co-founder of Coleman Analytics. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott. Glad to be here.